When Aphrodite spoke again, her tone and body were rigid and sharp. Even so, I sent Eros back with more offerings for Julian. He spurned every one. I was forced to watch as Julian vindictively swore his loyalty and service to Athena. She spat the name as if she despised it. It was in her name he conquered cities with the birth gifts I had bestowed upon him. The might and around herself. I never meant for the children to die. You can't imagine how many times a day I ache over what I let happen. There was no way you could have stopped it. Aphrodite shook her head sadly. Even my powers are limited by the fates. When Julian started for my temple after their deaths, I held my breath, thinking that finally he would turn to me. Then he saw that slut wearing Priapus's robes. She threw herself at him and begged him to take her virginity before the ceremony where Priapus would claim her. Even then, Julian tried to get past her, but she wouldn't let him. Had he been thinking clearly, I know he would have denied her.